Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back, champion Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. November 5th, 2014. Hope you're having an amazing day. How about the trifecta we did yesterday? Where you listen, three podcasts in the same day. Typically, we do two. Threw a bonus one in there. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you listen to it over and over and over again. Powerful, man. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing the passion. You know what's funny? First of all, if you're just plugging into the show, welcome. My name's Sam Crowley. I gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Told him to shove it because my daughter wanted every day to be Saturday. I was a stressed out corporate slave buying things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people I didn't even like. However, my ego got the best of me, quit the job, went bankrupt in 90 days. Gotta be a record. It's gotta be a record. There's nobody can beat that record. Can they? Went back to my old job, sat in a cubicle making $39,000 base salary. Ended up having a $60,000 month just 9 months later. Let me tell you something right now. You can turn your life around wherever you are right now. Can I give you the formula to turn your life around? You're saying, yes, Sam, please give it for me. Please give it for me. Please. Here it is. You ready? It starts with your health. Well, actually, it starts with your mind, but I want to start with your health right now. Get going for 30 minutes a day. Get your body moving for 30 minutes a day. I promise you, as sure as I'm sitting here speaking this into your ear, your life will change when your body starts to change, when you feel healthy, you're burning calories, your blood is flowing. You want to get your blood flowing. You don't want it laying just like lava, you know, molasses. Just 30 minutes a day. Can I share with you? I don't know how to work out, Sam. I don't have a gym membership, and the gym's 60 miles away, and I drive a 78 Pinto, and I got to fire it up every morning with jumper cables off my lawnmower. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got the solution for you, baby. You ready? One word or two. One word. YouTube. YouTube. I get all my workout ideas from YouTube, every one of them. You know, I get everything from YouTube. This is a turning right now. I declare it 2.5 minutes into the Everyday Saturday podcast today, November 5th, 2014. This is going to be a YouTube podcast. Not how to upload video to YouTube. None of that. No, from a consumer perspective, YouTube gets 1 billion views an hour, man. I mean, if you're not harnessing the power of that for your own business, you're crazy. So many people view. I get thousands of views of YouTube. Just organically, without ever promoting it. All right, and that's a different story for different days. This isn't a YouTube training. I want you to get on YouTube to build your mind, to build your body, and to build your spirit. Let's talk about your body right now. I wanted to Google over the weekend. I've been working out now pretty religiously. I had a bad, something happened to my back last March. You guys follow the show. You know, last March I took a big old needle in the back to get rid of the pain. I don't know what happened. I was just lifting too much weight, and I walk into the damn gym like a Neanderthal. I just grab weights and start throwing them up in the air and all around. That's never good when you're 46. When you're 26, maybe get away with it. 46, a little more discipline. Discipline's never really been a strong suit of yours truly, especially in the weight room. You know, I just want to get in, get out. I don't want to go to a gym anymore because, and I haven't been. I canceled my gym membership in June when we went to our summer home, and then everything happened with our daughter, Susan, who's now 80 days, God willing. Golly, what a miracle. 80 days she's been alive now in the NICU at UC Medical Center. Thank you so much, everybody, for your prayers. I get them. I receive them. I see them. Thank you so much. But I canceled my gym membership, And I know I wasn't going to use it. It was pretty expensive. It was $100 a month because it came with all the pool and the spa and all that crap. I don't need it. All right. If anything, I need to just go to a sweaty gym with me and, you know, a bunch of other people in there. I just need weights. That's all I need. I need weights. But then I found out I don't want weights anymore. I want to figure out no weight workouts. So I went to YouTube. I've been doing this for a while, but let me just tell you, over the weekend, I wanted a new idea for no weight workouts, meaning I don't want to have to use weights. I'll tell you what, man, there are so many talented people because, you know, YouTube operates on the WWW, right? The World Wide Web. So there's people in Australia, all over the Europe and North and South America uploading videos literally every millisecond, okay? So there's a guy, I think it's Zeus, Dr. Zeus or Zeus Fitness or something. This dude has a video out there with over 1 million views, no weight workouts, and it uses two chairs and a broomstick. Like, damn, I got two chairs and a broomstick. Now, my wife was less than impressed when she got home from the hospital visiting our daughter Sunday. And I got the Bengals game on in the basement, and I got two chairs from upstairs in the dining room and a broomstick that she uses to sweep the floor. So anyway, kids are looking at me, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, out of my way, I'm working out. It's the no-weight workout with two chairs and a broomstick. So I did the workout. It was wild, man. You put two chairs together. You put the broomstick across. Now, you can imagine this, visualize this, everything that can go wrong with this. Fortunately, you'd think that the chairs would move, right? And they did a little bit. But if you just start slow and kind of gauge, you're pulling yourself up off the ground using the broomstick as a bar, and then you're doing curls using the broomstick as a bar. I mean, it's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild. But there's so much talent on YouTube. And then I was putting my leg, doing squats, one leg behind me, jumping up and down, plyometric stuff. It was wild, man. And then I found a great cardio workout on YouTube. No weight cardio workout. A lot of it involved. I'm getting all fired up, man. I start stuttering. It's the Porky Pig podcast. Let me tell you something. I get fired up. You know when I do, I start stuttering. And I found this other one then, doing the same thing, like plyometrics, push-ups, sit-ups, but not just that. You're jumping jacks and all this other stuff, but planks and things. So I'm 5 days into this. I rotate. The one day I do the weight stuff. The other day, I mean, none of it involves weights, but it involves my triceps are burning, and I did this Sunday, okay? My triceps are still sore to the touch. My chest is sore, you know, from doing these no-weight workouts. And what's the point of all that? Well, the point is you start with your body. I really believe you got to start with your body. Feel good. Well, I'm like you. It takes me 5 to 10 minutes to get working up, warmed up. I turn the music on. I've got cable, probably like you do, or DirecTV, whatever you got. And you turn it on your favorite music channel. You blast the music, and you start working out. And it's just you, your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul. And you just start working. And it's having an amazing workout, and it's 20 minutes. You know, it's all I can take right now is 20 minutes. My goal is to work up to an entire hour, which I'm sure I will. But like anything, this is all brand new to me. And when you start doing it, it's going to be brand new to you. And if you can only do 3 minutes to get your body going, it's three more minutes that you didn't do yesterday. And let me tell you something. You're going to start seeing, when I start working out, I immediately see the weight coming off my face. I got this big fat moon face when I don't work out and I gain weight at all, like these big chubby fat cheeks. And I look like an astronaut, but like the whole helmet, you know what I'm talking about? So you can see it in my face, and I start losing weight there, and then in your abs, and you start weighing yourself. And of course, eat right. Smaller portions always, not the gorging, especially gorging at dinner. If you're going to gorge at breakfast, not at dinner time. You know, it's never a good plan to do that. Because you're never working out at night and you're not burning the calories. You're going to bed with all that food. It's just not a good idea. But get feeling good, man. And then let me tell you, everything is going to flow from there. And that's really true, because people ask, how do you have a $60,000 month, Sam, when you were bankrupt making $39,000, Sam? It starts with that formula, mind, body, spirit. I just happen to say pick the body because when I left my job, there's the biggest trappings of an entrepreneur when you're working from home and you're really autonomous and you really do not have a boss. Everything's incumbent upon you. You can't blame anyone anymore. You know, you can't blame anybody anymore for being out of shape, not having money, anything like that. Because the good news is you control everything in your life. The bad news is you control everything in your life. Like Jim Rohn said, you must take personal responsibility. You can't change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. And that's something that you have charge of. So when I left my job, that quote resonated in my mind. And I was I devour Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar. You guys know. I mean, you listen to the show, you know how much I love that stuff. Bob Proctor, Science of Getting Rich, all of that stuff. Okay. And I believed it, that the change was going to begin with me. And I felt fat, frumpy, out of shape. I was kind of going to the gym a couple days a week, but not. I really wanted to see what happened if I really turned it on. And I saw immediate results, and I felt so much better. I had so much more energy. Do you think you would do better or worse with more energy? Right? It's an easy question. Better, well, of course, you're going to do a lot better when you have more energy. So if you know that working out is going to get the blood flowing, is going to burn the calories, you're eating fruits, you're eating vegetables. And look, guys, there's a lot of great stuff you can eat. All right, all the bad stuff. I know it tastes great, and you know, I'm guilty like you. I have a cheat day once a week. Pizza, wings, devour it, eat like it's my last meal. But then the next day, it's tougher to get up and work out with all that in, but I do it, okay? And I want you to feel what I feel. And there's no magic pill. You know, there just isn't. Are there fat people that make a lot of money? Well, sure there is. Okay, there's always the outliers. There's people who don't exercise. But you know what? I still believe those people are broke. I believe they're broken spirit. I think they have a low self-esteem. And I think deep down, if you were to ask them a question and they would be honest, they would tell you their life sucks and they're not happy with it. You got $1 million? Great. You happy? No. Why? Because we all want to lead a life of what? Significance. How do you get significant? You feel healthy with the mind, the body, and the spirit. And maybe we'll touch later today on the mind part of it. I'm focusing just right now on the body because you get one body. And I see so many people go to hell in a handbasket just walking around. Look at people, man. They're overweight. They're stressed out. They can't see their shoes. They haven't seen their shoes since they were 24 years old because the belly is so far over their belt. And they're miserable. And they feel tired at the end of the day. And they feel like, and here's the excuse. It always is said, I don't have enough time. I don't have the time to exercise. No, switch it around. Remember what we say. This is what you say to yourself when you're about to get caught in that same excuse everybody else uses. I don't have enough time in a day. I don't have enough time. No, say this. Exercising and feeling good is not a priority to me. Having more energy is not a priority to me. I said that to an individual. When was that? It was like 2 months ago. We're in mixed company, and I was just talking about trying to – I'm always searching. I'm always testing the waters. I'm pushing the envelope, especially with working out and things like that. And look, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger by any stretch, but I got 4 kids, man. I got to be alive. I want to see my grandkids. I'm 46 years old. My youngest kid's 8 weeks, okay? So or 12 weeks next week, 80 days. Going to be 12 weeks on Sunday. I need to be alive to see her grandkids. I'm not checking out before it's time, and I'm always more productive, and you will be too. You'll be more productive. I was having this conversation with somebody, and like, I want to be more productive. Why do you have so much energy? Why are you so positive, Sam? Wait a minute. Hey. You got to work out, man, 30 minutes a day. Find a way. I don't care if you're doing jumping jacks in your walk-in closet in your master bedroom. That's working out. Do you understand? You don't need to go to a gym. Go for a walk around the neighborhood. Pick it up. Run a little bit. Jog. Do whatever you can do to burn the calories, all right? If you're 300 pounds right now, make the goal to get to 280 in the next couple weeks. It'll happen because you start burning the calories, lay off the nasty food. It's going to happen. Man, it is an overhaul. It is an absolute overhaul to get your body and everything. This person's like, I don't have the time. I said, yeah, well, no, let me stop you. And I have no problem saying this, and everybody gets uncomfortable. But look, either they're going to be uncomfortable or I'm going to be uncomfortable because it makes my skin crawl when I hear somebody say they don't have time. I don't have time. No, let me stop you right there. Feeling better and having more energy and being around for your grandkids is just not a priority to you. You son of a... Hey, I'm just... Can I speak the truth? Why are you asking me? Why are you spewing that to me? And I'm not... You're allowed to tell a lie to me, which that is a lie. You're allowed to lie to me and yourself, which is even worse, lying to yourself, but I'm not allowed to tell you the truth? Who the hell made that rule up? You're allowed to lie, and I'm not allowed to tell the truth. Oh, okay, let's play that game for a while. That always works. How's that working out for you so far? How's that working out for you so far? Doesn't it suck? I know my positivity makes you absolutely crazy. I know you think I'm not like this 24 hours a day. I know you think I caught lightning in a bottle. I know you think I'm the luckiest son of a gun on earth. But let me tell you something. There ain't nothing about luck. It's about taking personal responsibility. You can't change the circumstances, the seasons, the wind, but you can change yourself, and that's something that you have charge of. Can I get an amen from the congregation? My name's Sam Crowley. host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.